Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Ohio has been lucky. A disease that's common on the East Coast hadn't made its way to the Buckeye State until now. Health experts say the ticks that carry Lyme disease have arrived. In this week's Explore Radio, we explore what to watch for when walking in tick country. I'm with Rob Curtis.
I'm a biologist for Metro Parks.
It's a beautiful day in northern Summit County, and we're out looking for ticks. Curtis is dressed for the occasion.
Got myself some white clothes, and my pants are tucked into my socks, and my shirt's tucked into my pants so that they can't get up under my clothing.
It's easier to see them if you have light clothing.
Absolutely.
After just a few minutes walking through a field of tall grass.
Let's see, okay, we've got a tick.
The critter is scrambling up his pant leg.
This is a wood tick.
Now, how do you know that?
So as soon as I'm seeing some nice white markings on its back, and it's relatively large, it's probably almost a quarter of an inch.
Otherwise known as a dog tick. It's the most common tick in Ohio, and with the mild winter, he says we're seeing a bumper crop. They hang out in tall grass where they wait to hitch a ride from a passing mammal, a dog or a person. Curtis says they're easy to avoid when hiking through a field. Just stay in the middle of the trail.
And you're staying away from the overhanging grass. You would be unlikely to get the tick.
While annoying, these ticks rarely cause problems. Less than 1% of dog ticks carry a disease called Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. The tick to worry about is the newly arrived deer tick, otherwise known as the black-legged tick. Ohio State University entomologist Glenn Needham says it all started in 2010 when he got a call from an Amish farmer in Coshocton County.
He went out to the phone box and called me.
The man's wife had come down with Lyme disease. Later, the farmer discovered black-legged ticks on their property.
I said, well, that just changed my life.
It was the first confirmed report of the tick in Ohio. Needham says the black-legged tick is now found in two-thirds of the state.
The ticks are spreading, and it looks like the percentage of ticks that are infected is going up.
Ohio had 160 confirmed cases of Lyme disease last year, but Needham says the true number is likely 10 times that. The problem, says Needham, is that no state agency is testing the spread of the Lyme pathogen among Ohio's tick population.
I call it minding the store.
Ohio Department of Health entomologist Richard Gary is in charge of monitoring ticks and mosquitoes for the state of Ohio.
We know that with Lyme disease and some other diseases, a lot of cases are probably falling between the cracks.
He says lawmakers have not made the monitoring of Lyme as much of a priority as, say, West Nile virus or Zika.
The money for tick-borne disease is far more limited than it is for mosquito-borne diseases.
And this is a concern for Gary.
We think of black-legged ticks as little bags of germs because of the diseases that they can transmit.
Not just Lyme, but also the malaria-like babesiosis and anaplasmosis. So far this year in Summit County, for example, 4 suspected cases of Lyme have been reported and 1 case of babesiosis. People can even come down with a combination of the 3. Gary says keep an eye out for the telltale signs that you've been bitten by an infected tick.
Fever, chills, headache, almost flu-like symptoms. And by the way, this is true for the other tick-borne diseases as well, and are often associated with a rash. And in the case of Lyme disease, the rash is called a bullseye rash or erythema migraine.
Another thing these diseases have in common is that they're all carried by another animal, the white-footed mouse. In fact, that's how ticks get infected. A mama tick doesn't pass on Lyme or other diseases to the next generation. Each spring, the tiny larvae need to feed on an infected mouse. Then the next phase, called a nymph, can pass it on to a human. These are the ones that concern naturalist Rob Curtis as he tromps through the wilds of Summit County.
This spring, really, we started just seeing them everywhere.
About the size of a poppy seed, the black-legged tick nymph is hard to spot. But he says it's not a reason to fear the great outdoors.
You take precautions, wearing bug spray, you know, DEET. There's some sprays you can put on your clothing where, you know, the ticks will just basically drop right off you.
Curtis has taken his tick defenses to the next level.
I go even further and shave my head.
No ticks up there. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.